understand there's some research that suggests we may not be seeing as many butterflies this summer as usual. What's going on?
Well, typically what we do is a 4th of July count. We try to count the same areas every year. And in some cases, we've been counting since, not me personally, but we've been counting since the 1970s. And so we have data going back to 1977. And when you count, typically annually or, every few years, then you see, trends up and down quite sporadically. This year, I'm guessing because of the droughts the last 2 years, the numbers are just not what we expect at all. I mean, down by perhaps as much as 60 to 70%. I don't have any hard, solid facts, but that's just what we're seeing based on the count numbers.
That seems to me is a pretty stunning drop off. Even if it's a little high, it's still stunning.
Yeah. They could rebound. They could rebound this year. In fact, some people are already starting to report some numbers of sulfur, so the orange one, there's orange and yellow ones that tend to go in alfalfa fields and cabbage and lawns. They're starting to see more of those now. So perhaps the second brood is from this year is doing better. Some butterfly species only have one generation per summer. Some have up to three. In that case, would be on the second generation of the summer for that species. And they seem to be doing better this year because of success from breeding this year. But that's just a this year trend. I mean, last year we were seeing thousands, and this year we might be seeing hundreds now.
So I realize that this is not, let's call it, hard scientific counting that's going on.
Right.
Do you have a sense, is there one species of butterfly or another that seems to be feeling the impact of last year's drought more severely?
Well, the one thing I'm worried about, not so much one species, we've been worried for a long time about skippers, which aren't true butterflies, but, we count them. These are the little bitty orange and usually brown ones that most people don't notice unless you're specifically looking for them. A lot of them feed on prairie grasses. So we've had a lot of loss of habitat, which has caused them to decline quite seriously in the past. But then you have a year like this where their numbers may be decreasing by 75%. That's pretty devastating because we don't know whether they will recover. So I guess if there's one group that I would worry about more than any would be the grass skippers.
We're speaking with Angela Morehouse from the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission. You've noticed a decline in numbers. Why is that important? Why is it important that we have butterflies?
Well, we don't know very much about insects. Butterflies are one group of insects that does provide pollination services for a lot of our native plants. And so by spreading pollen from one plant to another plant to another plant, that spreads the genes and makes that plant population healthy. So our pollination insects are very important. And it's not just bees, it's butterflies, there's a whole host of things, insects that pollinate our plants. I heard previously that there's like 10 or 12 different insects that rely on, each species of plants. Now, if that's true, you start taking away some of those insects, and, that plant population is going to suffer. It's all related. If that plant doesn't have its pollinator, many of these plants can't self-pollinate. They can't pollinate within themselves. They have to have pollen from another plant to cross-pollinate to have a healthy seed production. So you wipe out the pollinators, that plant doesn't produce seed. If that plant can't produce vegetatively through rhizomes or some other means, that plant will disappear. So it is all related. It's not just a matter of, excessive mowing or, loss of habitat due to increased farm production or grazing pressures. There's so many things involved in keeping our native plant populations healthy as well. It's all related. The plants need the insects need the plants.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you about is that one butterfly that probably everyone can recognize, the monarch butterfly.
Uh-huh.
It's a migratory insect, which still, every time I say that, it kind of boggles my mind that these little butterflies go from northern Illinois to Mexico every year.
Right.
What sort
and
of
the fact that they live so long? That's amazing. Most butterflies only live a couple weeks.
So,
and
what,
the monarchs that migrate actually live out like 5 or 6 months to make that trip journey down to Mexico. But their numbers are dropping.
And that's exactly what I was going to ask you: is what are you seeing with regard to that sort of signature butterfly?
Their numbers are dropping drastically. I've only seen a handful. I may total have seen probably less than 50 monarchs this year. Their numbers have been in decline quite a bit, and I'm hearing that might be possibly due to habitat, you know, on their winter grounds as well, you know, that generation that actually spends the winter in Mexico. But there's an awful lot of pressure here, and there's a lot of pressure, not just habitat loss, because there's a lot of milkweeds out there. But, you know, they get hit. There are big butterfly that likes to drift across the road, and they get hit by cars. I mean, there's just a lot of ways that these butterflies, you know, can meet their end prematurely.
Angela Morehouse, thank you so much.
No problem.